Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two of our broadcast, we talked a few minutes ago about the Carolina Panthers, the possibility of moving their operations to South Carolina, not the stadium, but the operations, practice field. Dean out of Fort Mill would like to weigh in on this subject. Good morning, Dean. Earth calling Dean. Come in, Dean. Going once. Going twice. Adios, Dean. Try to get another time. By the way, within the last hour or so, Dan Bishop, candidate in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District race. Remember, he's got the little spat going on with Robert Pittenger and said, hey, you better retract your comments in an email or I'm going to sue you. He put out a statement over Facebook. Within the past hour or so, I appreciate Robert Pittenger's prompt and unequivocal retraction. So there you go. It looks like it's case closed on this particular subject. All right, let's jump right in and talk about a subject I'm sure is bound to stir up quite a bit of something. Here's the first item in the collection. President Trump threatens Saturday Night Live with an investigation and charges the comedy show as an advertisement without consequences for mocking him. The president started his Sunday morning venting about Saturday Night Live. He complained about the show's parody of him, charging them as an advertisement without consequences to help Democrats. He suggested federal regulators should investigate. Come on, people. Ask yourself the question. If this were Barack Obama, and he's calling for an investigation of Fox News Channel or Sean Hannity or any number one of these alleged conservative news outlets, don't you believe we would be up in arms about it? Come on, people. Trump has been mocked on the show, with Alec Baldwin portraying him as a bumbling commander-in-chief. By the way, Hillary Clinton was also mocked by the program during the 2016 election. I think this is sad. This is really pathetic. And I've said this before. This man really, really needs to grow in his identity. That's what's wrong here. This is a profoundly insecure man. I don't care what you tell me, and I don't care about your litany of what the president has done. That's not the subject. The subject is this man is profoundly insecure and easily gets his feelings hurt and threatens investigations over getting his feelings hurt. This is dangerous. This, again, is not to take away from what the president has done. It's not. But if I were in that White House, I would be encouraging this man to get some counseling and help. I would. I wonder if anybody is doing that. We've got to keep it real, folks. We also have this from Howard Kurtz. And Howard Kurtz is no lefty. He talked about the decision by the president to ground the Boeing 737, which you're going to talk about again in a few minutes. And here is the headline for this particular post by Howard Kurtz. Trump grounds Boeing plane but can't move on from John McCain. I got a headline for you, Mr. President. John McCain is dead. He's dead. Donald Trump unloaded on him over the weekend. The man's been dead since August. Hello? First, he lambasted the late Arizona senator for giving the uncorroborated Steele dossier to the FBI. Trump quoted Ken Starr as saying, "This was unfortunately a very dark stain against John McCain." Trump added, "He had far worse stains than this, including thumbs down on repeal and replace after years of campaigning to repeal and replace. And there was another shot against last in his class, John McCain." Talk about classless. Can I remind you again? John McCain is dead. What the hell are you doing? Talking about a dead man. As you might expect, lots of criticism from McCain's former aides and from his daughter, Megan. This is just tacky. Why would you do this? I've said this before. I will say it again. And again, all accomplishments aside, I believe this man is mentally disturbed. I've said it, and I will say it again. And I know it's going to tick some people off. And if you really care about this man, you will pray for him and you will find a way. We will find a way to urge him to get some help, not simply pander around this guy and suck up to his every move and statement. This is not the activity of a well person, period. I don't care who you are. If this were my friend, if this is my relative, I would have a conversation. Why are you talking this way about a dead person still? Why? Which brings us to the other story. Kellyanne Conway's husband. Now, I've already made clear what I think of these pundits who have their heads so far up Donald Trump's butt. I don't know where he ends and they begin. It's sickening. Kellyanne Conway is one of those people. When I see her, I turn the TV off. I really do. Because you want to look up the word sycophant? Her picture is right there. So George Conway, who is the husband of the White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, frequent critic of President Trump, suggested the president has at least two diagnosable personality disorders. Now, before I go into this story, let me tell you something. Years ago, on this very station, I took a lot of heat. Do you know why? Because I shared a story where someone said the very same thing about, guess who? Barack Obama. And many of you in this audience cheered that on. Yeah, I think he is narcissistic. I've also said to you, I think there's a lot more in common between Barack Obama and Donald Trump in personality than many of us want to acknowledge. Coming up, I'm going to share the comments that were communicated, and I'm going to share the disorder diagnostic, the description of what it is. And let's have a serious conversation about it. Stay with us. Did you miss any of our fine broadcasting here on WBT? Maybe it was the Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson, or maybe you missed part of this broadcast, the Vince Coakley radio program. Go to WBT.com/shows, catch up on everything going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, before I go into this story, let me just encourage you to do something. Before you find yourself triggered, some of you may already be there, I want you to listen to the story I'm going to share, the details of the story that I share, and I want to have an intellectual conversation about the facts and about observations based on the facts, not your emotions, not your emotional attachment to this president or any other president, and against Hillary and against whomever. That's not what this is about. So I'm going to test a few callers here to see where we go, beginning with Lars in Fort Mill. Good morning, Lars.
Oh, hey, good morning, Vince. How are you this morning?
Doing well, sir.
Okay, so what are you going to test me on?
Well, you're the one who called. You must have some specific thought here. Let's hear it.
I did. You did poke the bear a little bit. So I figured I'd call and just see, it's fair to criticize the president on a lot of, he gets a little touchy on a lot of personal matters, but I caution to not fall into the same diatribe that every other drive-by liberal media.
Diatribe on what?
Yes.
What? Lars, stop a moment. Is it healthy to have ongoing conversations and complaining over Twitter about a dead person?
I got
your answer, Lars. I got your answer.
No. So, back up there, Vince.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to know is, where did you do your doctorate work in psychology?
Goodbye. This is not about psychology. Come on, people. Use your freaking brain for a change. This is what ticks me off. We can't engage in conversation. And one of the things I like to do is just the normal person test. Just ask yourself the question. What if you sat around and had a conversation and you talk with someone and they're complaining and ranting and raving about somebody who's dead, who's been dead for months? You would tell them, shut up! The person's dead! That's what a normal person would do. You don't need to go into psychology books to deal with that. Let's give another one a try here. Mark in Belmont.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hit me.
Okay. I'm going to hit you good. You want to talk about facts? Let's talk about facts. The economy is...
Goodbye. I don't want to hear about... You see what I'm talking about? I'm serious. You can't talk about the facts of what I'm trying to discuss. Didn't I already agree? Didn't we have the conversation? Didn't we start the broadcast a couple of days ago talking about how 71% of the people in this country approve of how the economy is going? I tell you all the good stories. But some of you cannot go there and acknowledge something is seriously wrong. Let's give one more try. Grady in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I think this is a battle of legacies. And, the family of John McCain have been out touting all of his major accomplishments and this, that, and the other, trying to stretch the truth a bit. And I think that basically Trump is just battling that. And
why? Why does it matter? Why does it matter?
I understand that you don't argue about dead people and this, that, and the other. But, I've also, your take on this thing has been that he's mentally disturbed. Well, I took psychology and sociology as a major in college. And every psychiatrist and psychologist that you meet will talk to you for 20 minutes and then tell you that you need to restructure your life and you need to restructure the way you think.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm not arguing with you about that.
Right.
I'm just, but look at the relentlessness of what Trump has put up with ever since he's been in office.
Grady, you're filibustering. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about Obama. We're talking about in the here and now. And the point that I'm making to you is that this is not healthy, and it's not healthy for our country either, Grady.
No, it's not. But by the same token, you get, if you want, people are always whining about equal treatment. Well, you look at how, you know, the last 8 years went with Obama, and then look at what they're doing to Trump, and this is all political. It has absolutely nothing to do.
Well, I disagree with that, Grady. I don't care about the politics. I really don't. And I think that's what bothers some of you. There are things much more important than politics. There are. Let me tell you. Now, I want, in those of you, because the lines are full, I want you to just breathe, take a breath, and listen to what I'm about ready to share about George Conway. He suggested there are two diagnosable personality disorders. Now, Conway himself is an attorney. He's not a psychologist. Here's what he did. He shared an image of the cover of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders and the pages for Narcissistic Personality Disorder and Antisocial Personality Disorder on Twitter. Let me read those to you. And you tell me. Okay, forget about politics and forget about what the president did with the economy and all the wonderful things the president did, okay? Forget about it. Can we just focus on this? Narcissistic personality disorder, a pervasive pattern of grandiosity in fantasy or behavior, need for admiration, and lack of empathy. Beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, as indicated by five or more of the following. One, has a grandiose sense of self-importance. IE, exaggerates achievements and talents, expects to be recognized as superior without commensurate achievements. Two, is preoccupied with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. Three, believes that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high status people or institutions. Four, requires excessive admiration. Five, has a sense of entitlement, i.e. unreasonable expectations of especially favorable treatment. Come on. Are you listening to what I just shared? And like I said, these are things I think apply to Barack Obama and they apply to Donald Trump. Now, the interesting thing is the Barack Obama supporters can't see this. All they see is the first black president. Trump supporters can't see this. All they see is he's out there fighting for us. What I'm trying to say is just because all of the good things have been accomplished and are underway, it doesn't negate this. It doesn't. Coming up, I'm going to share the antisocial personality disorder part. Oh my goodness. And then I will take some of your calls. And you better be on your A game. Bring it, people. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us. Here's one of my favorite items on the text line. Vince, I'm a Republican. I watch Alec Baldwin doing Trump on SNL. I think it's funny as heck. As a society, if we can't laugh at ourselves, we're in real trouble. Trump has very thin skin and can't handle any constructive criticism. You just diagnosed every president we've ever had. Great. Now what? Vince, you didn't mention news of McCain's aides' involvement with the dossier that came out this weekend. That's why Trump's talking about a dead guy. Really? Huh? Is that why you should just keep going and ranting and raving about this man who's dead and making cheap shots at him as a person? Dear Vince, get back on your meds. I love this one, too. Vince, go ahead and apply for a job at CNN. You've worn out your welcome. We love Trump's attitude. You're the minority on this. You're such a narrow-minded man. Look at the big picture. Not every little innuendo Trump does. Vince, you are unhinged. Vince, why can't you understand? We don't care. The only thing that matters is that Trump, what Trump does for the country. That is from CJ. You're being emotional, asking to have a serious conversation. Please stop hanging up on your callers and hear them out. I enjoy your show, but interrupting your callers and hanging up on them is unattractive. And there's the other. Boy, this is a really deep one. Maybe I'll spend some time meditating on this one. You suck. another one, F you. That's really nice. See, I told you. I told you, people. There's now, please explain to me. How many of the people on who I've just, out of the things I've just described in the text line, the detractors, how many people have addressed the real issue at all? How many? How many says, wow, there's some legitimate things in there that refer to our president? That's kind of interesting. Let's go out to Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Vince. You know what scares me is the fact, and I'm glad you pointed this out. You know, this is a man who is in charge of a military, charge of the nukes, and this is the behavior that he has always shown from day one, even when he lived in New York with his deals and real estate. But anyway, the scares in is that these Trumpsters, you got to be very careful because I consider these Trumpsters like these radical Muslims, and they might do a Charlie Hebdo on you. So you better be very careful, my buddy. Now, I got about 100 Latinos. We're going to get together, and we're going to surround LBT to protect you from these animals. Not only is he narcissistic, and not only does he have that disorder, antisocial, he's also an a-hole. Have a nice day.
All right, Willie, let's do without that. It's not necessary to... Because that kind of takes everything away from the discussion about the content and the legitimate issue. It doesn't have to. This is not personal. And I think this is where we're unable to be objective about this. And just, you know, there's some cause for concern here. It makes sense. I shared with you some of the elements of I shared the narcissistic personality disorder. Let me share this one. The antisocial personality disorder. Pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others occurring since age 15 years, as indicated by three or more of the following. One, failure to conform to social norms with respect to lawful behaviors is indicated by repeatedly performing acts that are grounds for arrest. Two, deceitfulness is indicated by repeated lying, use of aliases, or conning others for personal profit or pleasure. Three, impulsivity or failure to plan ahead. Four, irritability and aggressiveness is indicated by repeated physical fights or assaults. Five, reckless disregard for safety or self or others. And six, consistent irresponsibility is indicated by repeated failure to sustain consistent work. This one is not as clear as the other one, but you get the idea. There's something here. And there's more fuel on the fire today from the president in this ongoing feud between the president and George Conway. The president now blasting George Conway as a stone-cold loser who's jealous of his wife's success. George Conway, who questioned the president's mental fitness for office this week, is a husband from hell. That's the latest thing in a morning tweet that took the internal family feud to new heights. It said he barely knows Conway, who's become well known for his tweets ripping apart the president. Conway once lived in Trump World Tower in New York with his wife, who served on the condo's board. He was also considered for a job at the Justice Department before withdrawing from consideration, which he said was because of his opposition to Trump. Here's my question for you. What do you do if you're Kellyanne Conway? Now you're at a point where the president has made a comment about your husband. This gets very sticky. This gets very weird. Now, I know there are people, see, and this is what concerns me. There are some of you who think she should be more dedicated to Donald Trump than her husband. Boy, I'm really going to step on it now. I had this conversation, and I've had this conversation many times in the past few months. I've been in churches where women love the pastor more than they do their own husbands. Yes, ma'am, I am talking to you right now, listening to me. You fawn all over the pastor and think he's the most wonderful man, and you come home and you treat your own husband like crap. I've seen it. John's over there fanning himself.
I got the vapors on that. Have mercy.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes.
I've experienced this. I have a good friend now, and he's acknowledged this. This happened years ago. There was a messy church situation that was going on I was aware of. And I wanted my friend to know about what was going on. Don't you know, within 5 minutes of my visit and talking with her husband, this woman got on the phone with the pastor. Got on the phone with the pastor. And not long after that, not long after I left, he called. Got all over this guy. You got to listen. Watch this Vince guy. You know, here's the real truth of what was going on. By the way, everything I was communicating was accurate. That church no longer exists, by the way. No longer exists because it was founded on a lie. And you had a bunch of people fawning over this person. And people didn't stop to question and ask what was going on. This is happening in our country right now. It is. And I'm going to tell you, and I say this to anybody, if you choose any political leader over your spouse, God help you. Ryan, you got about a minute.
How you doing today, Vince?
All right, sir.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs when we just don't have standards and principles anymore, especially in the Oval Office. But, you know, I know Barack Obama was probably a little arrogant, but I don't think that he ever ranted on a person that was deceased, his enemy, or anything like that. And but you know, the people that what's catching me is that not what Trump does, because he's going to be himself, but the people that back him, I don't understand how they just put on the blindfolders like that, because this is really our country, and if it goes up in flames, you know, it's going to be a sad state of affairs. But I just listen to more of your commentary, but I just don't get it, Vince.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate your call. Coming up, an incredible story of survival. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Vince, we get it. You're trying to get more of a black audience. I listen maybe once a week, and every time you bash Trump, obviously, you don't listen to this program on a regular basis. This is the first time I've made any reference to any of this kind of stuff, probably in weeks, maybe longer than that. So you're obviously not listening. Get a grip before you lose your job. Vince, you're right. The blind loyalty started in 2008, built on lies. It's different today because the worship's on the other side now. One is just as bad as the other. But Trump is helping the country, which does give more people blinders on top of that. Civility goes both ways, but you hope the leader would lead. Vince, I love all things Trump. With this exception, I agree with you regarding my president's reactions to petty criticisms. My only hope is he's doing this to stir the pot for media medication. That's from Dave. Time for a couple of quick calls. Roger, you are first out of Gastonia.
Yeah, I agree with you. Basically, I've thought that for a long time, that Trump has patched himself on the back a little bit too much, gives himself a considerably more credit than he deserves. But I was thinking the only time I really had a problem with, really seriously had a problem, and that thing about Saturday Night Live, I think that's ridiculous. The problem when he criticized John McCain for, you know, being shot down.
That was pretty tacky.
Yeah, that almost turned me totally against him. And really, he wasn't my first choice for president, but, you know, Hillary definitely wasn't. But I want to thank you. You're the only one. I respect your show more than any show I've ever heard, because you're the only one that takes pretty much all callers, all subjects. And, you know, and I just think you handle it so well. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Hey, thank you, Roger. I appreciate your kind words. Still working on it. Al out of Pineville. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
All right, sir.
Hey, I'd like to praise you on something you said this morning about thanking the police department for all they stand for. And respect is just a word, but how I feel goes beyond that word. When I'm out driving, I'll honk my horn, give thumbs up, and say thank you. Or if I'm at the gas pump, I'll say thank you and offer them a cup of coffee. same with the Pineville Police or, say, the fire department. But for all they do and deal with, there should be more that should go towards them.
Yes.
Not just pay. It should be a lot more recognition and what they have to deal with when they get to the scene.
I'm with you. Absolutely with you, sir. Thank you very much for your call there, Al. Really good stuff. An important reminder for us to continue to show appreciation for those who are protecting us from day to day. You know, I really can't do this story justice. Did you see this story? Lion Air 737. This story is just absolutely unbelievable. Lion Air crew fought to control their diving Boeing 737 MAX 8. They got help from an unexpected source, an off-duty pilot who happened to be riding in the cockpit. That extra pilot, seated in the cockpit jump seat, correctly diagnosed the problem, told the crew how to disable a malfunctioning flight control system and save the plane, according to two people familiar with Indonesia's investigation. The next day, under command of a different crew facing what investigators said was an identical malfunction, that same jetliner crashed into the Java Sea, killing all 189 aboard. This story sends chills down my spine. This was a deadhead pilot. This is when they're just flying to go home or reposition themselves for another flight. Was on an earlier flight from Bali to Jakarta. Told the crew to cut power to the motor driving the nose down. All the data and information on this flight and the aircraft have been submitted to investigators. In fact, they're saying this plane had multiple failures on previous flights and had not been properly repaired. It's pretty chilling to think. If only this information had been in the hands of the pilots the next day, this first incident would not have happened at all. What must be going through this guy's mind? I mean, it's pretty sobering. By the way, we have some new information. The pilots of that Lion Air Boeing 737 that did crash the next day, they desperately scoured a handbook to find out why the jet was plummeting downward. They ran out of time before it crashed. The captain and first officer on board the ill-fated flight searched through checklists in a race against time after the jet warned them it was in a stall and pushed the nose down in response. This, of course, has all taken on new relevance since the model was grounded last week after that second deadly accident in Ethiopia on March 10th. According to a preliminary report, first officer reported a flight control problem to air traffic control just 2 minutes after takeoff. 2 minutes. It's pretty chilling. And unfortunately, they were not able to recover. Let's hope they get this solved. The final words, Allahu Akbar, God is greatest. Final words.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.